You're in tune to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate. We have in our studios today, he's sitting 6 feet away from me, from the Home Results Group, Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, how are you doing these days?
Doing good, Dan. How about you?
It's different times, isn't it?
It certainly is. Nothing like anything I've ever known.
You and I have lived through, I mean, we're just a couple years apart in age, so we've lived through a lot of ups and downs in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been fortunate enough to be, you know, have a gravy train job, so we've worked hard our whole life. And you could always kind of feel the downward, and then you kind of felt the upward. You kind of had time in that, you know, that down curve and up curve to kind of get things ready again. But man, this was just like, you said, turning
out
the water.
You got a crying towel, Dan? You got a crying towel?
I mean, this was just overnight, something we've never seen.
Yep. It is just unbelievable. What else can you say about it?
Yeah.
It's got everybody at edge and doing the right thing, not doing the right thing. And, you know, sure we're going to get through it, but it's been difficult. I think more difficult for a lot of people. And I feel sorry for those folks that, besides having all the worries that I'd say you and I had pile on there, the financial worries, and it gets really tough. We all have financial worries. I don't care what you say. But there are some people that are it's more stressful for.
Well, you and I have payrolls we have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't get to just come up to the trough and gorge ourselves.
Nope.
We have to figure out where the money's going to come to pay those checks.
Got to make ends meet.
And if it's a slow downward or upward process, you have time to adjust and make it. But boy, oh boy, this one.
Mm-hmm.
That light switch was off. You were off that cliff or that water faucet shut off. The end of it. Goodbye. And that was it.
Yep. And it's got everybody upset. I mean, even if you have none of those issues, you're retired and everything you got is paid, income coming in, you know, you're just still at edge. Everybody is.
Yeah. Well, we've never seen this in our lifetime. We've never seen it in the world, period.
Nope.
Because this disease doesn't care where it goes or who it goes to.
That is exactly correct.
You know, so we as a world need to take a lesson from this and get together and quit fighting. Even our political system needs to quit fighting.
I think that'll get back to normal real quick.
Yeah, I know. I was being positive thinking there for a little bit, Greg. Just, you know.
Lose it, Dan. Lose it.
That light switch theory?
Yeah, that's the going to happen. Theory. It's going to right back on.
And it's going to be in high speed.
I think everybody's done pretty well to date. And for whatever I know about anything, I do have to commend the governor. I do think he's done an excellent job. I just do. And I've emailed him and told him that. And I just think from that perspective, what else can you do with this? And I think he's been a well-balanced, made good decisions, and is really doing everything that he can do. Some of our other people I don't know so much about, you know.
Right.
Who is our state senator? Do we have one?
We
have two of those?
And the one is, she still can't. Oh, no, she didn't. She jumped out of the game.
No, I think she's still campaigning.
Of course she is.
I mean, it's not 2020. She's campaigning for 2024, isn't she?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, if she doesn't become Biden's vice presidential candidate.
Well, that's a done deal. You know that.
Mm-hmm. She made some, there were some promises there. Let's just leave it at that.
Why would you get out the night before the vote?
In your home state.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah. Must say dumb on my forehead. Should I wash that off? Anyway.
But she's got all her people.
Yeah.
I heard it was an interesting statement.
I just want to know if she's going to refund to us hardworking taxpayer all the sessions that she missed in Congress, you know, in the Senate, doing this campaigning stuff. What do you think?
I have an opinion on that.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And it's not an opinion either. It's the answer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Greg, let's move into real estate. How has this affected you folks? Because your doors have to be locked?
Yes, the doors at Edina Realty the other day, they locked. And totally. I mean, it used to be where we could go in, but no staff was there. And you could occupy your space more or less. And everybody's careful. They really are. And so just thinking about that, that's totally locked. So you can imagine what that does to sales. It just really shuts it down totally almost. But we still have people looking. There are still some activities there. It's just, how do you show a house, and how do you, I mean, you got so many moving balls here, if you would. It's just, you just can't do anything. So you just sit back and you do all the prep work you can and everything where you're not interacting. You still email people and you kind of try and keep things in the loop. But the less contact you have with somebody, the better. And even when that comes to just even talking to them, it's the weirdest thing because you can't meet. So what's the point in talking sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do you have any homes yet that you're featuring?
Yeah, we have, you know, in that respect, you know, our housing is continuing on. You know, we've got a couple basements to dig going forward. We're getting a model done that we did down in Red Wing, and we got one in process in River Falls. So that's going on. Now we're in times like this, it does give us a lot of time for planning. Typically, the winter months we spend, you know, still finishing up homes and all that, but a lot of times we really focus on what do we need for lots, you know, developments, new floor plans, things like that. So we're continually very busy doing that. Now we're kind of excited because we're going to open up a real strong entry level thing, and I think we'll have approximately 30 homes there. I've got a couple hurdles with the city to get through, but I'm confident I'm going to get there. And I think those homes will be approximately 1,100 square foot, split entries, two-car garage, starting price around $269,900 with a lot.
That's a good price point.
We're confident that's going to be a really nice project.
That's in Hastings here?
That's in Hastings.
And where is that going to be? Or where is that?
The South Oaks Development.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've struggled with that, getting that approved, but I think we're going to be able to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that we have those, and to be honest with you, I believe we have two or three pre-sales in there, and so we're keeping those people in the loop as to what the plans are. And I'm, you know, developing about three levels of them, which, you know, is what we think. What I think is just nice to have a selection and whatever is the best fit. So,
mm-hmm. How can folks get a hold of you, Greg?
You can call me at 651-437-2121. I'm not sure who's going to answer. I haven't actually tried it.
Just ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
Yeah, just leave a message. I think they take care of more.
Okay.
You know, the best way is actually probably today, if you have any questions about those homes or anything, 651-248-0366.
And leave a message. You get back real quick on your calls. I know that.
Not according to my dad.
So what, does your dad just wait, hold his phone and wait?
I sometimes wonder. Well, you know, we all get meetings.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
We all get meetings, and, you know, it's, mm-hmm. you know, the life, and you have this, and you have that, and sometimes you wish you could do it in a day, but, you know, sometimes it does slip on you.
Right. Well, we kind of talked about it. What else is there to talk about right now but how COVID-19 is affecting your business? Because it is, and we kind of touched on it, but first of all, how are interest rates out there, Greg?
I think interest rates are still really good. Okay. You're talking in that 3-4% range, which is, it just couldn't be better. And so I think that's a huge positive. And if there's one thing, you know, the inventory is still going to be hard to find next time you get out there. You do have virtual tours and pictures, and you can go online and shop houses. And we're just kind of in a hold pattern, too, because it's like we don't quite know what to do, because how do you show it? How do you sell it to somebody? And, you know, so it's a little bit of that process. But
if you have to do a closing, because I think there's still closings going on, is that a correct mm-hmm. statement? How do they do that?
Well, it's as few people involved as possible. They really truly don't want agents in the room. They just want the seller, and they just want the seller and the title person there. And in a lot of cases, I shouldn't say that, it's more for the buyers that they need. Sellers can actually pre-sign.
Somebody had said that, and I would
do that. So there's not the files and the things for getting loans and all that. So I think that's, but I know they really don't want a lot of people in the rooms.
Okay. So that is going on. It's just going on in a different form.
A much different method.
Now, electronic signing, how does that work in your industry? I know, like, our industry and a lot of them, that you're not dealing with the amount of money that a home is, but is electronic filing?
Well, I think it's a good option for purchase agreements, documents, buying a house, doing this. I do believe once you get into the financials, I don't know exactly how that works. I don't think it always works for every document. I think there's sometimes government documents will need original signatures. Sometimes you just need original signatures.
Okay. So it has changed somewhat, but then when it comes down to the nitty gritty, but they're keeping them real small.
But by the time you do it today, I mean, you buy a house, it's going to be a ways out anyways, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping this doesn't last quite that long.
Yeah, aren't we all? We're all in that boat pulling on those oars, aren't we, Greg?
It is everybody. You just stop and think. I mean, it's absolutely everybody. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
So Edina Realty is closed down, but if you have a chance to show a house, does that still go on? Because that's...
I don't think so. To be honest with you, I really don't think it does. I don't think I'd be comfortable doing it.
Okay.
I don't think that anybody looking at homes should be that comfortable doing it.
Mm-hmm. Or letting people into your home.
Certainly not there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where I think I would have to even personally draw a line, because even the people that I'm showing to, I mean, you don't know where everybody is and, mm-hmm. How this goes. And I think the more distancing, the less you do, the better.
Mm-hmm. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call on my cell. I guess really is the best, 651-248-0366.
Or if need be, but you may have to wait for a response.
Yeah.
Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski. And Greg, so if you can't show a house, then, there is the virtual.
Virtual tours are very good.
Okay.
And gives you a great idea of what it is, and I do believe a lot of buyers have put themselves in the hold pattern and aren't going to pursue it right now. Sometimes I think if the right house comes on, it's a virtual tour. Write your agreement, do the electronic signature, and have it subject to your walkthrough or however. I mean, I think that's good. I really do. I think that's a good way to proceed, because, I think it would be to your advantage, because a lot of people are not going to take that aggressive action. So if you go ahead and do it electronically, I think that's a good option.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what is your advice as a professional realtor to people that may be sitting there going, wow, I really wanted to start selling my home, because look outside, the weather is changing. We're into spring now. What is your message to somebody that wants to sell it? They've been like, wow, this was the time.
That's really difficult, because there's so much interaction that you do when you're listing a house, and all the measuring and pictures and just the other thing. It's difficult. That's a very difficult thing to me, to list and sell a house at this point in time.
Okay. But maybe the best bet would be for them to give you a call, and then you can decide.
Yes.
Take it on an individual basis.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's different people in this thing have different levels of comfort. And if they're not comfortable with it, they don't want to go forward, and that's fine. We'll get together when this thing all shakes out. But if they're in a situation where they do want to do it and they've got to do something, there's a lot of homes that we're dealing with one now that's vacant, and that's going to be no problem to do. Go out and list that house. There's no problem with that.
Okay, yeah.
Every case has different circumstances. And if you're, your mother went into the nursing home and the house is just there, here's the key, go out. And there are things. It's hard when you have children there and you have people in the home, and it's things that are just not normal lifestyles now.
Mm-hmm. What about, on the other hand, what's your advice to a buyer if they're saying, wow, we have to buy a home, ours was sold, or I'm moving into the community and I have to buy a home?
Then I think I go back to the virtual tours, do something there, and just have a conversation with your agent. Just talk to them and say, what would you do? And I think I would go the electronic route. And those virtual tours are very good. That's maybe the difference, because some people look and say, well, you can't do it by a picture. But once you see one of those virtual tours, It's like a microscope going through that house.
Now,
microscope, I'm sorry.
Does every home that you have that goes through Edina Realty have that option? Or
not every home will, but
okay. I've never seen one. I'm going to have to go
online. They are
online.
Very good. Yeah, they really are. So I think in this time, I know people are adding them to their listings, and it's becoming the norm. Mm-hmm. And we just don't. There's so much uncertainty here, Dan.
So a virtual tour, what is you must hire somebody that goes in there, and what do they take? A lot of pictures?
Yes.
And then put them together?
Video. An actual video.
Oh, videos. Okay.
An actual video, and then you can walk through room really? By room. You keep your... You're on the little target, and okay. You can move. You can literally walk through that house on a video.
Really?
Yep.
Now, does that take quite a bit for someone to set up? It sounds like it's
no. There's a company we use that goes in and they do it, and okay. So it really doesn't.
Really? So they know what mm-hmm. they're doing, and
oh yeah, it's very good.
Okay. Do you do that with your new? Are you going to do that with your new homes, your new builds?
You know,
but then again, there's nobody in those homes.
No,
is there,
and
so.
That's, you know, there's a cost factor in that. So you kind of always keep that in mind. Nowadays, when you're faced with that cost factor, it's like there's really no choice in it. Now you're going to do it. But, you know, when you have certain homes, you're trying to keep the price in line. As far as the new construction, we haven't done it. And then normally our houses are sitting there, so you can come down and walk through them anytime you want. So, with that being said, we still have that going. So,
mm-hmm. Well, Greg, it's been a good time.
Yep.
I mean, you brought a lot of information that I didn't even know of. I'm going to do one of those virtual tours.
Yeah,
tonight.
I think they're very interesting. They're very, very good.
Do I wipe my keyboard down first to make sure that the virus can't come through?
Don't let that mouse bite you.
Oh, boy. I'm looking for my bell here.
Okay. There you go.
You get the bell on that one, Greg. One final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call on my cell, 651-248-0366.
Well, Greg, again, it's been fun, and thank you for stopping in.
I appreciate it, Dan.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today, 6 feet away, Greg Jablonski from Home Results Group. Again, if you want to get a hold of Greg, 651-248-0366 or call Edina Realty in Hastings. Leave a message, 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.